So, Ollie, looking ahead to the weekend's game, St Patrick's Athletic, wasn't played last week. I'm sure with the cancellation, there's been sort of plus and minuses to this, but you do have the benefit of the players having more time to recover, especially those on injuries.
Yeah, obviously that's what we hoped. It might not materialise quite as, you know, in that manner. That I think a few of the injuries we have may take a little bit longer to clear up. But you can't have it everywhere. I mean, you know, we would prefer, obviously, to have a game one a week rather than maybe in the month of March we had, you know, two games a week. And here we are now sitting with one game in 3 weeks, if you like. But it's not, you know, it's not just totally other people's fault. You know, like we were unlucky to lose the game last Friday, but we're looking forward to tomorrow to get a game under and see where that takes us.
Yeah, and of course it is another big night for Harps, and it's one of these nights where again you're calling on the big support to come out and help the coffers at the club, Ollie.
Yeah, not just that, like obviously that financially, yeah, but also to try and get behind us, because you know we're going to play a proper side tomorrow, and Pat's as they all are, you know, the change of management that Stephen O'Donnell and Patrick Craig in there. And if they get a kick out of that, we'll have our work cut out to get anything out of it. And we need the support to back us, especially Oisín, if we go behind, which is quite realistic, it could happen. You know, we're hoping it won't happen tomorrow. It's going to happen sooner or later, and we need people to back us in particular, you know, when our backs are to the wall. But no better people than the ones that have been behind us all the year.
I know I tried to push on it last week, Ollie, in relation to the Waterford situation. You were right, you did expect them to pull away from you at the bottom of the table, and that happened. But then again, Cork is now sitting in their position. Is that a realistic target in any sort of way at all for you?
I just, you know, you asked me that question last week. I felt Waterford had too much quality. I feel Cork City have too much quality also. You know, realistically, we're competing with UCD for the playoff spot. You know, if we can accumulate more points in UCD between now and the end of the year, you know, we'll take that as an achievement itself. But to get to the playoffs, there's a long, long road ahead. You know, Oisín, to put it that way. As I said to you, UCD have quality also, but Waterford and Cork probably have more in abundance than us or UCD in that manner.
Is it a blow to you this week that you lost Keelan McAleer?
Well, Keelan hasn't been with us for the last while, in fairness, and he wanted time off for work commitments and that. You know, the door is still open there. That you know, we're hoping that maybe we could get him back should we get near a playoff. But to try and get to the playoff itself is the difficult part, and we need to do that. At the moment, without Keelan, to put it that way to you, you know, losing any player for any length of time through injury or work-related, we need everyone on board, to put it that way to you. But Francis, you know, has stepped up and done quite well in the meanwhile.
Would the break have benefited Patsmore, do you feel, given their circumstances, what happened in recent weeks at the club?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of hard to judge. Yeah. You take Stephen O'Donnell, who will come in with fresh ideas, and he took Patrick Craig home from Scotland. Along with them, they certainly will give certainly an initial injection. Like, I saw UCD play Pats 3 weeks ago when they had a change in management, and they got some kick out of the first game in for their manager. We obviously are hoping that Stephen O'Donnell doesn't get as much a kick out of Pats tomorrow night. They're a handful as they are without having week's preparation under a new manager, who certainly, you know, they'll be up and at it tomorrow night. Not that the other, you know, we doubt that they wouldn't be, but they certainly will with a change of manager. Will they be fighting for contracts and fighting to try and get into Europe, to put it that way, to Oisín?